USA News. I'm Jerry Barmanish. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. It is connected to an alleged scheme to deport thousands of children to Russia, CNN reported. This comes as news of a planned meeting between Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Putin was announced. John Kirby, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, said any ceasefire proposal from China would be one-sided and reflect only the Russian perspective. He added, Russia would be free to use a ceasefire to only further entrench their positions in Ukraine to rebuild, refit, and refresh their forces so they can restart attacks on Ukraine at a time of their choosing, according to CNN. The two leaders will meet next week. Mortgage rates are dropping after the recent bank failures.
Some brighter news for homebuyers. Mortgage rates dropped this week in the wake of several bank failures, reversing course after rising half a percentage point over the past month. But longer-term uncertainty is expected to hamper many homebuyers and keep the cost of buying unaffordable for many. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.60% in the week ending March 16th, down from 6.73% the week before, and that's according to data from Freddie Mac that was released Thursday. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 4.16%. I'm Skip Kelly.
Consumer sentiment is falling for the first time in 4 months. The University of Michigan's early reading for March dipped about 5% from last month. The fall of Roe v. Wade has put a spotlight on the trouble that many women have when it comes to caring for a newborn baby. John Ciago is with Texas Right to Life.
We are prioritizing bills that will actually help us continue to build a pro-life state.
The latest CDC report shows that 53% of child deaths happen within a year after delivery. Texas wants to expand Medicaid coverage to full year after birth. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
After the first day at the NCAA tournament, many brackets didn't make it to day two.
15th-seeded Princeton pulled off a shocking 59-55 upset of 2nd-seeded Arizona in the South region. 13th-seed Furman also advanced in the South after knocking off 4th-seed Virginia 68-67. In the East, 4th-seed Tennessee fended off a late rally by 13th-seed Louisiana to stay alive. It was also a dominant showing for the number 1-seeds Alabama, Kansas, and Houston, all advancing to the second round. The action continues today with top-seed Purdue taking on 16th-ranked Fairleigh Dickinson in the East region. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is revealing details about a planned $100 million expansion. Part of the effort will involve increasing the facility's size by about 50,000 square feet. The added space will allow the hall to host large-scale traveling exhibits, in addition to indoor concerts. At the box office, Shazam! Fury of the Gods lit it up for $3.5 million in Thursday box office action. New York Mets closer Edwin Diaz is tweeting a message to his fans. On Thursday, it was revealed Diaz tore his patellar tendon while celebrating at the World Baseball Classic. And last night he tweeted he's doing well and healing. Diaz also said he felt grateful for all of the support and said he can't wait to see you guys in New York again. Diaz is expected to miss the entire 2023 season. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth more than $250 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench,